This is an iHeart podcast. Guaranteed human.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Let's have some fun. On a Tuesday, a glorious, magnificent Tuesday, and we have a huge smorgasbord type show for you tonight. There'll be everything from the new Radical Democrat Party, illegal immigration, we have headhunters in our politics, and how soon is it appropriate to visit the location of a natural disaster? All that, emails, so much more coming up tonight on the world famous Jesse Kelly Show. But at the beginning, and I swear, this is the only 10 minutes I'm going to try to do on it. That's not a promise because I'm a dirty liar and I may get distracted in a while. But let's just touch on the vote today really quickly. The Epstein stuff. I already did an hour on it last night. If you want to know my thoughts, they're long and complicated. iHeart, Spotify, iTunes, you can download the podcast. The entire hour, one, last night, I prepped you for what's coming this week. Epstein, what do we know? What do we think? What do we do? Oh, yes, I forgot, Chris, it's on YouTube. Jesse Kelly Show on YouTube, is that it? At Jesse Kelly Show on YouTube. Go watch. It's all free. Just go if you want to see. If you want the hour, there it is. I wanted to add two little addendums. Not repeats of anything I said last night. Two little addendums, because you sent me a lot of emails about it, and everyone was great. We're talking about it. No one knows, but we're all kind of on the same page with this whole thing. So let me just add this little bit. First, this is about you personally. It's not about Republicans or Democrats or the country or anything else. This is about you, your bank account, your job, your home, your husband, your wife, your kids, and everything else. This is about you specifically. Keep something in mind. Okay. A few years back, Alex Jones, the old radio host, famous radio host Alex Jones, he got sued for $1 billion over something he had said on his show. It was hugely political. It was totally unjust, but they sued him for $1 billion, wiped him out, whatever. It doesn't matter. But that really sparked something in the country that Donald Trump has taken advantage of ever since. And that something is this. People who say something publicly that is flat out factually wrong. Not that you have an opinion that is incorrect, like if you were to say Red Lobster's gross, that's just you being incorrect in your opinion. If you say something defamatory publicly that is factually wrong about something, in the wake of the Alex Jones thing, Donald Trump has taken advantage of this, you can and probably will be sued for a gigantic sum of money. Media organizations have had to already stroke and will be stroking huge checks to Donald Trump because they keep going on the air and doing, what communists do. They lie, and not little lies, as we've talked about. They lie about everything at all times. It's how they operate. They believe it's the revolutionaries, which we're going to get to in a few. They're revolutionaries. Truth doesn't matter. We've talked about it endlessly, but it doesn't matter. So they will go on the air because it's the way they've always operated. It's what the communist revolution demands. And they'll say things like, Donald Trump's a convicted rapist. Get out your checkbook. That's a lie. That's factually incorrect. You are going to be fired and broke, and so is your employer. You can't say that. It's not true. Okay? This is about you. I'm prepping you for something. You know about the vote earlier today, the Epstein files, the House of Representatives. I explained last night that there's not a list Set aside that simplicity from your mind. That's what I do. It's what you do. We make things easily palatable. Surely there's just one sheet of paper, right, that outlines every criminal, his acts and dates and everything he did. But life doesn't work that way. These are files of pages, various things, bank records, emails, texts, I'm sure, all kinds of different bits of paperwork. Jeffrey Epstein was a billionaire financier who had business dealings with all kinds of different people, some very clearly ugly and nefarious. Obviously, there are going to be a bunch that are going to be totally on the up and up. Allow me to give you this little warning for you. That social media account you have, Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, I don't know, YouTube, whatever you have. Be careful in the coming days when pieces of paper start getting dripped and drabbed out online and people are being named, when you get actual names in there. Be careful how you word what you word online. You understand? Since I know I'm not in there, let me use myself as an example. Don't worry, I'm not in there, and I'm not going to see you even if you do this. If a piece of paper comes out tomorrow, and it's an email exchange between me and Jeffrey Epstein, and we're talking about a $50,000 business deal or something like that, don't go to Facebook and say, "Wow, I had no idea Jesse Kelly was a pedophile." Because then I'm going to call my lawyer and you're going to sell your home in order to write me a $10 million check. Now, again, I'm not in there and I'm not going to sue you. Don't worry. But other people will. Wealthy, powerful people who know there's a chance they're about to be named, they already have firms monitoring the internet for anyone who's going to defame them with a factually incorrect statement. Be careful. And I know it's the day and age where we love to follow people, especially online, who say the most crazy, bombastic things, and then they label themselves as truth tellers and whatnot. Be careful, all right? Careful. There are going to probably, I would assume, be names of some genuine criminals and dirtballs in there. And there are going to be names of a lot of people who are not in there. Just use caution is all I'm saying. Don't let emotion overcome you. Don't let that influencer you follow on YouTube overcome you. Caution. Be careful. Your money matters, and there's not a lot of it to go around today. I don't want you to have to write a check to Johnny Billionaire because of a tweet you put up. Be careful. That's all. All right? The second little thing I'm going to put on there, and then we're moving on. Do you remember, maybe you don't remember, maybe you never knew, but you know Magic Johnson back in the day was this famous basketball player. I guess he's still a famous basketball player, super wealthy businessman now. And it was a big story when I was a kid. Turned out Magic Johnson got HIV. It was this big public announcement. And he had HIV, the disease that leads to AIDS. And so in the wake of that, the American public started digging into, well, how do you get that? It was very fresh. We didn't understand. How do you do this? Whatever. And it came out that Magic Johnson had lived a wild life as a young basketball player in Los Angeles. And I remember reading a book, and it outlined at one point in time a story about the kind of parties they would have as a team. And they would show up at these parties, and they would bring in, you know, busloads of women from all different walks of life. You know, Puff Daddy, that rapper, has gotten all kinds of trouble. And the internet started going wild talking about these things. He changed his name to Diddy, I think. Diddy, I don't know. People were always changing their names. I'm so old. And they started calling them Diddy parties. And there were all these allegations online about these women and the kinds of women who show up at these things. I believe, I'm not part of it, that there is a very, very ugly world out there for wealthy, powerful men. And it is a world that you should, even if you end up with access to money and power, maybe you get an invitation one day, avoid that world because there's only trouble coming for you. Maybe you're a young lady. This is really mainly for you. Feels good when Johnny Billionaire invites you to his Miami estate with him and his 50 friends. Bad things happen in those kinds of places. Just because it's not in the ghetto doesn't mean it's safe. For young people mainly, be careful dabbling in those worlds. They generally end poorly. With that, I'll play you one thing Trump said, one thing Schumer said, and then we're moving on. We're going to bounce around all over the place today. Are you ready to bounce around? Do you have the energy to bounce around? Are you ready for something free? What if it was something that was worth $99? Chalk, you know about Chalk, natural herbal supplements. They've declared war on men becoming feminine in this country. They are jacking T levels up through the roof naturally, and I love them for that. I personally take a male vitality stack every day and have for years. But right now they have a Black Friday special. When you go to chalk.com and use the promo code Jesse, they will send you a free $99 bag of chocolate powder with your first delivery when you get a subscription. Chalk.com. Promo code Jesse, get a subscription, bag of chocolate powder comes to your door, free. Take advantage of that. I've never seen that before. Chalk.com, promo code Jesse. We'll be back.
Miss something?
There's a podcast.
Get it on demand wherever podcasts are found. The Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a wonderful Tuesday. Remember, you can email us, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. I'm going to get to the concept of revolution and the Democrat Party here in just a moment. Two final words on it. Neither of them are mine. I gave you mine. Trump talking about the release of the Epstein files passed the House today.
We have nothing to do with Epstein. The Democrats do. All of his friends were Democrats. You look at this Reid Hoffman, you look at Larry Summers, Bill Clinton, they went to his island all the time, and many others, they're all Democrats. All I want is I want for people to recognize the great job that I've done on pricing, on affordability, because we brought prices way down, but they're going way lower.
Okay, that's what he said. Chuck Schumer, word is out that Chuck Schumer is retiring in 2028, that he's not running for re-election. I think Chuck Schumer sees the writing on the wall that a lizard person like him is just not as committed enough of a communist in order to keep control of the Democrat Party. And if we're being honest, after statements like this, maybe he is past his prime.
Just, I guess, a question that's out there. Why wouldn't they have been released the last 4 years when President Biden was in office?
Well, that's the question every American is asking. Not every American, but so many Americans are asking. What the hell is he hiding? Why doesn't he want them released?
He's asked about Joe Biden not releasing him. Well, that's what everyone's asking. He's a lizard person. There's nothing in there. Now let's discuss something. It could be, well, I've got two kids. I got two sons, as you know, James and Luke. I worry about them, not a ton. I'm not a stressed out, anxiety ridden parent by any means. I don't stand by the front door staring out when they're out buying burgers or doing stupid things like boys go do, hanging out with the friends. But I have the same worries every parent worries. I worry about, what if they screw up their lives? What if they marry a redhead? What if they make some gigantic mistake? What if they get hooked on drugs? I think about drugs a lot. Maybe I got that from my parents. What if you get hooked on drugs? Bad people are hooked on drugs. What if Luke got hooked on drugs? Don't worry, Luke's fine. Turns into a disaster of a human being. Starts going in and out of jail, hooked on meth, just genuinely a bad person. Violent, drugged out, a disaster of a human being. I think about how hard it would be as a parent to ever get to a place where I would acknowledge that one of my two sons is just a disaster and a bad person. How bad would it have to get with one of your kids to come out and say, man, he should probably just get thrown in a cage for the rest of his life? Be tough, wouldn't it? Very tough. In America, we have two major political parties, Republicans and Democrats. Republicans, I rail on them enough. I'm not going to do that right now. I think we have a situation on our hands here where so many Americans, probably not you as much, but so many Americans, they can't mentally accept something. And that something is that the Democrat Party is a communist revolutionary force for evil that works openly against the interests of the United States of America. And this is at the highest levels. I'm not talking about the purple-haired fat weirdo in Antifa throwing bricks at an ICE officer. We already know that freak should be removed from society. I mean at the highest levels of the Democrat Party. I'm going to play you a montage. I did not make this. Chris didn't make this. Corey didn't make this. Democrats themselves made this. They made this and publicized it. Here it is.
Americans trust their military.
But that trust is at risk.
This administration is pitting our uniformed military
and intelligence community professionals
against American citizens.
Like us, you all swore an oath
to protect and defend this Constitution.
Right now, the threats to our Constitution aren't just coming from abroad,
but from right here at home.
Our laws are clear. You can refuse illegal orders.
You can refuse illegal orders.
You must refuse illegal orders.
No one has to carry out orders that violate the law
or our Constitution.
We know this is hard
and that it's a difficult time to be a public servant.
But whether you're serving in the CIA,
the Army,
or Navy,
the Air Force,
your vigilance is critical.
And know that we have your back.
Because now, more than ever,
the American people need you.
We need you to stand up for our laws,
our Constitution,
and who we are as Americans. Don't give up.
Don't give up.
Don't give up.
Don't give up the ship.
Those are United States senators you just heard. Slotkin, Kelly, with a pretty open call to spies in the CIA, military members, to defy orders that are coming down. An open call. Again, not from the tubby purple-haired freak on the corner in an Antifa uniform. An open call from United States senators. That has to be a wake-up call. Not the video itself, but just the idea that that would even happen. It has to shake people awake that we are dealing with revolutionaries, not Democrats, not liberals, not people who lean left, revolutionaries. And when you're dealing with revolutionaries, it's a whole new ball game. We'll talk about that in a moment. I want to talk about a whole new ball game for your business. I want to talk about a better way to live. What would it mean to you if you walked into the office and one of your employees brought you solutions instead of problems? What would that mean to you? Instead of a laundry list of crap you have to fix, or personal drama in their life, or who knows what else, you show up at the office and essentially they throw something on your desk that says, hey boss, here's a list of reasons you don't even need to be here today. Why don't you play some golf? I took care of all of it. That's what's waiting for you at ZipRecruiter. You don't have to accept the dirtball who works for you now. You don't have to stare at that empty desk and hope that you might find somebody some way. 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get someone good in the first day. Try it for free at ZipRecruiter.com/Jesse. Let them help you make your life easier. ZipRecruiter.com/Jesse. We'll be back.
The Jesse Kelly Show. On air and online at jessekellyshow.com.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a fantastic Tuesday as we bounce around all over the place. We're discussing briefly here right now the fact that we're up against not Democrats, not liberals. We're up against revolutionaries. So what is the difference? How do we even describe the difference? Well, Republican and a Democrat, those are always going to be different things. They always have been, really, since the creation of those two parties. And maybe you like a little of this or like a little of that from each party. But the general idea is a Republican should have ideas that he thinks will better the country, be better for the people. And we know individual politicians are scum. We'll get past that. And ideally, a Democrat will as well. And I disagree with most Democrat policies, at least traditional Democrat policies, not the ones today. They're just crazy now. But ideally, you would like to believe as an American citizen that when you're proposing things as a Democrat, that you think it would better your community and your state and your country. Maybe you're misguided or wrong, but you believe it. But a revolutionary is something different. A revolutionary is someone committed to burning the whole thing down, and their interest is lying to you about it. Now, what kind of person would want to burn down their own country? I've had that question so many times when we talk about communists. Why do they want to burn down their own country? These people get into power, and they always just massacre their own country. How could you do that? Pol Pot takes power and kills 25% of his country. Has never been done. A percentage that Stalin couldn't reach. Mao, Hitler, I mean, you name them. Nobody could reach the percentage Pol Pot reached. And he did it in like 4 years. It's no time. It's massacred everybody. How could you do that to your own country? That is actually the central difference right there in what makes a Democrat versus what makes a revolutionary. The central difference is, do you see yourself as a citizen of a country you want to improve, or do you see yourself as a citizen of the world and you want to burn your country down? For instance, what would it sound like if there was a Democrat politician who wasn't interested in improving their city or their state or their country? Patriotism is a ridiculous concept to them. They're a global part of the communist revolution. What would it sound like when they talked? Let's go to New York City and find out, shall we?
So I've said time and again that I believe this is a city of international law. And being a city of international law means looking to uphold international law. And that means upholding the warrants from the International Criminal Court, whether they're for Benjamin Netanyahu.
A city of international law. That's incoming New York City Mayor Zohran Mamdani. He was about to go off about Netanyahu or whatnot, but this statement alone. Let's think about this statement. Remember, he's about to be mayor of New York City. He himself is subject to New York City laws, New York state laws. He is subject to federal laws. These are, authority-wise, the only laws he should really care about. And the people themselves, he should only really care about New York City, right? But that doesn't sound like how he sees himself.
So I've said time and again that I believe this is a city of international law. And being a city of international law means looking to uphold international law. And that
New York City doesn't have international law. It has New York laws. It has United States of America laws. The difference between a Democrat and a revolutionary really comes down to patriotism. Is there a Democrat? There probably aren't any left today, not very many anyway. If you have a Democrat who genuinely cares about their community, their state, and their country, well, you can have disagreements with that person, huge disagreements about policy, all kinds of policy, taxes and abortion and everything else. But if you have a Democrat who just hates the country and wants to put it to the torch, that's a revolutionary, and there's no conversation to have. The problem we have right now is the Democrats who genuinely care about their community, their state, and their country. They are either lying about it and hiding it so they don't have to face their revolutionaries, or they're retiring, or they're getting run out of the party. They're going away. They're not going to be here anymore. Here, this guy running for United States Senate, you've heard, seen this guy, Graham Plattner. He's the one that turned out to have an actual Nazi tattoo on his chest. That's quite a thing. I can't even imagine walking in a tattoo parlor and asking for the... Anyway, he's possibly going to be a United States Senator for Maine. You know what he wants to do? Stack the Supreme Court and impeach two sitting justices. This is not, again, the fat blob Antifa person on the street corner. This guy is coin flip away from being a United States Senator soon. The moderates, the reasonable one, more importantly, the patriots are going away. The Democrats, frankly, are going away. At the highest levels now, we are dealing with revolutionaries who are calling for revolution.
Americans trust their military.
But that trust is at risk.
This administration is pitting our uniformed military
and intelligence community professionals
against American citizens.
Like us, you all swore an oath
to protect and defend this Constitution.
Right now, the threats to our Constitution aren't just coming from abroad,
but from right here at home.
Our laws are clear. You can refuse illegal orders.
You can refuse illegal orders.
You must refuse illegal orders.
No one has to carry out orders that violate the law
or our Constitution.
We know this is hard
and that it's a difficult time to be a public servant.
But whether you're serving in the CIA,
the Army,
or Navy,
the Air Force,
your vigilance is critical.
And know that we have your back.
Because now, more than ever,
the American people need you.
We need you to stand up for our laws,
our Constitution,
and who we are as Americans. Don't give up.
Don't give up.
Don't give up.
Don't give up the ship.
What are they saying? Did that sound familiar to you, that kind of subtle call for revolution? You know what it reminded me of? This.
We might call this getting strike ready. I think of it as getting us strike ready or street ready. And part of that is understanding our own strength. And as we develop that strength, being able to assess our risk tolerance, because we know that risk tolerance increases as the severity of the situation increases and as our own understanding of what's happening increases. So overall, the more we understand what's effective, what the risks are, and who's ready to participate, the more impact we can have.
Democrat leaders now routinely call for revolution from their own base. They call for it from inside the military, inside the CIA, inside the FBI. The revolutionaries are not just standing on the street corner. They make our laws now. They vote on judges. We are dealing with revolutionaries, a revolutionary party. We have two parties, and one of them sucks beyond belief, and the other one's trying to burn the country down. That's quite a place to be, isn't it? So what we have to do is fix the party that sucks and then defeat the one that's trying to burn the country down. It really comes, it's that simple. We have to run the losers out of the Republican Party, get involved in our primaries, fortify our communities and our states, and then we have to defeat the revolutionaries, because, man alive, can you even imagine what these people are going to do when they take power again? Blech, gives me the willies. Let's do some emails, shall we? Next. It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Tuesday. You can email us, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. Let's dig into some of those. Two nights, a good night for it. Jesse, hope you enjoyed as many Totinos as your little hands could shovel in there. Gosh, I love Totinos. I do think, as you know, Aub and the boys were just gone for a few days, and I was home living that bachelor life, and it got pretty wild over there. What, Chris? It did. Got pretty crazy. I feel like they're maybe not putting as much cheese on the Totinos as I remember there being on the Totinos. It was a little cheese dry. It was still good. It was, Chris. It was not as much as I remember. I know I can add more, okay? We didn't have any mozzarella. I was looking for that.
what am I going to go to the store? I can't do that. Anyway, the guy said, I'm starting to already hear from the lefties in my life that prices are out of control because of Trump's tariffs. This is going to be the messaging. Yeah, look, there are things that are, we talked yesterday when we were referencing the Epstein stuff that you can't fight the ocean. You know, I use the analogy about riptides. People drown every year because they don't swim parallel to the beach. They try to fight the riptide and swim directly back to the beach. You will wear out and you will drown because you can't fight the ocean. The Trump administration really screwed up with the Epstein stuff. Tried to get past it, tell everyone to shut up and move on. That's fighting the ocean. The public doesn't want that. They want to know. I think you're going to be disappointed. I think I'm going to be disappointed, but the public wants to know. Can't get past it. The economy is one of those things that's impossible to overcome if you're a politician. Because highly political people, as you are, as I am, they're going to know the why about this. Hey, why is this way? Why are prices hard on this? Why did we get inflation when we did it? You're going to know at least the basics about that stuff because you pay attention. But what most people, the vast majority of people know is what's going on in their own lives. And I'm honestly a lot this way too. What does the power bill look like? Here's a perfect example. We just got a water bill. For some weird reason, we get a water bill every 2 months. Every 2 months, we get a water bill. We just got a staggering water bill. Ob tells me about it. You want to know how much it was, Corey? I'll tell you. Would you say 400? Keep going up. It was double that. It was almost $900. I flipped out, as you can imagine. Ob tells me what it is. I flipped out. Now I have to investigate. I'm calling, texting all my friends, family. Did something go wrong? What was your water bill? It was outrageous. I think I have a leak of some kind in the house. Now I have to spend all that kind of money. It doesn't matter. But that prompted action by me. And as soon as Ob's sitting there having that conversation with me about an almost $900 water bill, you know what I don't care about in that moment, or what I don't want to talk about, what's not going to occupy my mind? The border. And you know how hot I am on that. I'm the ultimate immigration hawk and whatnot, but I didn't want to hear about it in that moment. Whoa, we're $900? What? No, get on the phone. Text your friends. I'm going to call the water company. Your own life, when your own life becomes burdensome, unaffordable, when you can't afford, I'm not even talking about the finer things in life, a steakhouse every Friday night. I'm not talking about that. When people do not, when they don't feel like their lives are up to the standard they once were or up to the standard they were hoping for at this point in their lives, they're going to look to people to blame. And the people they're going to blame are going to be the people in office. Now, Trump has been talking about affordability. He has. He's been talking about it. He knows this is something that's on people's minds. I don't know that I would message it exactly like he has, as I've said, because I don't think you should tell people how low prices are when they're telling you prices are too high. But it does tell you he's aware that people are mad.
The Biden administration started the affordability crisis, and my administration is ending it. I'm ending it. Prices are way down. Our energy prices are way down. And, you know, despite hamburgers being a big business, energy is one business that's bigger. When you get energy down, everything else is affected. If you start bringing the price of gas, that's like a massive tax cut. Prices at McDonald's are coming down. It's moving down. Unfortunately, they were so high in the last administration that people aren't that happy because it was so high. So even though it's coming down and coming down a lot, they want to see where it was.
They're listening. He's listening. Again, I can nitpick about it. Don't tell people it's going down, but that's a much better message than the one he carried last week where he caught a lot of pushback from you on it. He caught a ton of pushback. Don't tell me how great everything is because he tried to do that thing. It's a Trump thing. Everything's great. Best economy ever. Prices are way down. Well, when you're staring at a $900 water bill, or you can't afford to send your child to church camp this year, that's the last thing in the world you want to hear from people in charge. You want to hear some kind of a message that I'm sorry, I'm going to help, prices are down. You'll even accept that it was their fault, at least to some extent. Hey, it was Joe Biden. I'm going to get it down. I'm going to fix it. That's the message people want to hear. Now, in reference to the email, going into the midterms, if prices are still high, if Americans feel like life is still not affordable, we are going to get massacred. But the Democrats will make it worse. No, 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 no. Don't argue with me. I know. I agree with you. I'm with you. I know. We're not arguing with each other. We're arguing with Norm, who doesn't understand. He doesn't understand economics, politics, spending, money, printing. He couldn't tell you a single thing about the Federal Reserve. Yeah, that's actually an excellent point. Remember what Joe Biden did going into the midterms? They'd done all this stupid climate commie stuff. Gas prices were high and people were furious because Democrats hate the United States of America. They just drained the strategic oil reserve. They pumped a bunch of oil that was made for emergencies into the economy, dropped gas prices in order to mitigate the losses at the midterms. But you know why? Because they knew all the dirty, ugly crap they were doing, what was really going to cost them was if people were out there paying $5, $6 a gallon for gas. They knew. And because they don't have any patriotism, it was an easy decision. Hey, go drain the reserve. It's a no-brainer for people who hate the country. Now, you want to save even more money? Go to CozyEarth.com. Use the promo code Jesse right now. It's Black Friday time. I know you've already been to CozyEarth.com. I know, ladies, you've looked at all the fancy natural face creams and stuff like that. And when I tell you about the sheets, I know you know. Oh, gosh, they're good. Robes. Everyone wants a robe now. Now that I'm a robe guy, that's spread. Don't shake your head, Chris. That's spread around everywhere. Pants, bubble cuddle, blankets, all this stuff. But maybe you were thinking, well, I'm going to wait till there's a nice sale. The nice sale is right now because it's Black Friday sale. It's already started. With the promo code Jesse at CozyEarth.com, you can get up to 40% off site-wide. Maybe you went, maybe you thought, I don't want to pay those prices. How about up to 40% off? CozyEarth.com, promo code Jesse saves you a fortune on the most comfortable stuff out there. It's glorious. You're going to love it. All right. Let's talk a little illegal immigration. Next.
This is an iHeart podcast. Guaranteed human.